6:43, call the first meeting to order. Present are Alderman Merrick, Alderman Cornelius, Bart Olson, Brad Sanderson, Craig Soling, Aaron Willrett, and minute taker Marlis Young. Citizen comments, do we have anybody on Zoom? There's no citizen comments, we'll move on. Minutes for correction. Can we accept the minutes as they are? Anybody?
Yeah, no questions. Great.
Okay, we'll accept that as it is. New business. Start with Public Works 2023-57 Capital Improvement Project Update.
Right. All right, it's a detailed memo in the packet just highlighting some of the capital projects that have been ongoing in the last quarter here. So you'll notice in the packet several projects are now complete, so that's a good sign. They'll wrap up and putting the final touches on those. Several projects underway, including the Contract A water main, which is probably about 80-85% complete, starting water services here. They do have a completion date of August 4th, substantial completion date. There'll be some restoration after that. The road program is in full swing. A lot of paving going on, a lot of pavement rejuvenation going to happen later this week, crack sealing, several different action items taking place. So D is in town and getting things done. The second water main project, Contract B, should probably start in early August and be underway. And one more thing to note, the elevated tank repainting project that was delayed because of the well number 7 rehab just kind of extended a little bit too long in the summertime. So the contractor's saying, you know, late August, early September, we'll be back and they'll wrap that up. Happy to address any other questions that may be out there on any of the projects that we have ongoing.
Questions? Questions? Okay, we'll move on to item number 2, PW 2023-58 quarterly bond and letter of credit reduction summary.
Yeah, just the typical report, excuse me, that we provide on a quarterly basis, just monitoring the bond and letter of credit reductions. So there's a handful of items that were acted upon in the last quarter, and those are listed in the packet. And we're happy to address any questions anybody may have.
I don't have any. Anybody have any questions?
No.
Okay. Take that as is. We'll move on. PW 2023-59 Bright Farms well modifications.
All right. So, you know, we've addressed this before in a couple different meetings, a lot of different memos and letters and what have you, tried to attach all of that within the packet. But within the last couple months, Bright Farms has provided a letter to us basically requesting just to move the location of the well. So the original well was kind of in the more of the northwest corner of the site. They now want to move it closer to one of their proposed buildings, so it's more centralized, basically cutting down on the amount of pipe that has to be constructed to get to the building. So they're just proposing a change in location. The depth is the same, the capacity is the same, and so we reviewed that. They've updated some of their reports. And we don't think, based on what we've seen, that's going to change our opinion, which it's not going to affect any of the city wells. And, you know, they're monitoring any adjacent wells within a mile radius. They're going 3. And they've attempted to reach out to all of those property owners. So we feel they've satisfied that request that the city had, and we don't have an issue with them moving to the new location. Needed to bring that to the committee and make you all aware and address any questions that may be out there. And I believe this is ultimately requires city council action based on the agreement that was approved.
As part of Brad's review too, I did reach out to Cyrus of YBSD just to see if he had any ongoing issues with any of the discharge components of the project, because I know that at some point or another, they said that they were going to do about 10,000 gallons per day of discharge. Now it's going to be upwards of 80. And at one point they had asked for 100,000. So they're not actually proposing any change in water usage, at least according to what they've asked for under the well. There's some internal issues that they've had to work through operationally that's resulting in an increased discharge. Cyrus did say that they've handled all their issues, took a little bit of work there, but he's satisfied with what they've done. Basically, so there aren't any ongoing issues between YBSD and Bright Farms. So I did pull up the map here just so you can see. Again, this is the location of the test well that they had originally shown. They're going to move it basically to the center of their property so that it's a lot closer to their buildings. So again, under the annexation agreement, we still have control over depth, quantity, and other attributes of the well. So if they were to ever change this proposal, they would have to come back in front of us again, basically, for approval. So we tried to at least square that away just in case anybody else had any questions about what they're doing. So they're really just saving themselves pipe costs, basically.
Everybody okay with moving this on to the agenda?
One question. It mentioned something in the packet about a future second well. How does that play out?
It's a thought by them. At this point, I think they had said that when they were originally in front of us, that they, depending on their build-out structure and whatever they need, they might want a second well. But we structured the agreement and our review such that if they ever want that second well, they still have to come back in front of us. Okay. So all they're permitted to do is basically drill the well that we've already given them permission to, just at a different location.
Okay.
So, and as far as I know, I mean, there hasn't been any move in, like, probability or timing of that second well occur. It's just like they've said, maybe at some point they'll come back in front of us.
Yes, so,
and we'll review it at that time.
I would not be in favor of consent for that. I think we should all discuss that. And you have any questions?
Somewhere in this packet, I read some of the personal wells may have to be put deeper.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. And is that about the individual owners? They're going to incur that cost? Or?
Bright Farms is going to incur that cost. So as part of the original approval, they had already agreed basically to take the three or four wells that were going to be impacted and pay for the cost of lowering the wells on those properties. So as far as I know, they've made contact and gotten consent from three out of the four.
Four. They've made some contact. And then the property owners really haven't gotten back to them, but they've tried multiple times. I think there's a log in the packet.
Yep.
They did their due diligence and tried to reach out to them. So that would be something, just over time, that would be monitored.
Yep.
But they've all been notified.
Yes.
And it's a condition of our approval that they have to do that. So if they ever come back
I want them to be.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
So, anybody else have anything? Okay, I think we can move that to the regular agenda.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Moving on, PW 2023-60 Grand Reserve stop sign recommendations.
All right, seven recommendations. So some changing existing yields to stops, some adding three-way stops, four-way stop or two, all detailed out in the packet. So cover memo along with an exhibit. That highlights the locations and then the detail behind it. So we did detail analysis like we typically do for intersection signage and brought forth these recommendations. So just with the ongoing build out of Grand Reserve, this has been kind of on hold with the additional homes and planned homes being built out there. It was time to reanalyze the subdivision. So definitely going to address any questions that anybody may have on the recommendations.
Matt, all good?
No question.
Okay. You want to feel comfortable with that on consent?
Mm. What are you saying?
I think it's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Move that to consent. You did say that was part of the original planning, too, for these, wasn't it?
Yeah, they would have done a traffic impact study when the subdivision was originally developed that had some reference to these stop signs upon total build-out.
It seemed like there was a bunch of accidents, too, in some of those.
Yep.
Okay, moving on, PW 2023-61, Garden Street, no parking recommendation.
All right, just as it sounds, recommendation coming from staff on no parking. So Public Works and Police have noticed this, identified this as an issue. Right now, there's parking that's occurring on both sides of Garden Street, and it gets backed up right toward Route 47. So it's an issue with folks trying to get through. It gets rather tight. It also is affecting some of the turn lanes as you get closer to Route 47. So staff's recommendation, just as shown on the exhibit, is to place in a parking area in a highlighted section. And that has been brought to the committee tonight for consideration and discussion.
So when we say no parking, we're talking about people not even being able to sit in there with their cars waiting.
Correct.
No.
Okay. Yep. Yes. The school is aware. Lynn had made contact with the vet's office, which is south here. And then Terry Grace has a school, I forget what unit it is here. She's going to be notified too. And then the rest of these have adequate parking, so we don't think they're going to be impacted.
Any questions?
I don't relative to that. I just have a question relative to the spot there for the early childhood center. There was some talk of adding a second entrance on the Route 47 side. Has there been any other additional discussion you guys are aware of?
No.
I have not heard of that. Okay. They would have to reach out to IDOT and get permits to be able to do that.
How would they do that, though?
I guess the concern is with the buses being able to navigate.
No, I'm just saying physically, you have...
We'd have to be an easement of some sorts.
Yeah. Right. I just remember the school district talking about that consideration.
Oh, okay. Unless you brought it in, maybe that business behind it.
Yeah,
that birth zone, that I think.
Right.
Was that when the co-op and everything was there? When they were talking about doing that?
What's that?
When they were talking about the second entrance, was that when the co-op was over there?
No.
Okay, so this is after the co-op disbanded?
Yep.
Okay.
Just wondering if they're talking about you guys.
Yeah.
No,
that's the first I've heard. I
know that's early childhood centers are already packed for the firm, so we're going back to some of the schools. So.
Huh.
You guys comfortable with consent on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can pull it off.
Okay, we can move that on. Move that on to consent.
We'll do.
Item number 6, PW 2023-62, Corneals Road Interceptor, change order number 2, balancing.
All right, several change orders coming up here. This one would be for the Corneals Road Interceptor project. Construction-wise, 100% complete. The project is wrapped up. Contractors agreed to final quantities. So as we typically do to try to close out the project, we bring a balancing change order in front of the committee and the council. And in this case, it's a decrease of a little bit over $156,000. So certainly we are recommending approval of the change order.
Questions?
No.
Do we have any? Are you okay with consent?
Mm-hmm.
Can go ahead and add that to the consent.
Okay.
Moving on. Item number 7, PW 2023-63, 2023 Water Main Improvements, Contract A, change order number 1.
All right, this is for the existing contract that's under construction right now. And an item occurred during construction, an unforeseen condition. So when the contractor was working on the hillside area, remember we got an easement from hillside. We had to reroute water main from underneath the building to scoot around the building. There's two water services that were discovered that were just unknown to Hillside, and certainly unknown to Public Works staff. And they turned out to be old steel water services. So they were hit, they were repaired, and they kept breaking. They broke 4 times within 2 days. So very brittle old pipe that clearly had to be replaced. So the contractor went ahead and replaced that pipe and ultimately will make the connection inside the building. but it's just something that had to be done because of the existing conditions. So therefore, as an add-on to the existing contract, the amount listed there of almost $28,000. Certainly recommending approval of this change order, unforeseen condition, prior to the work being planned. We'll bring forth the balancing change order at the end of the project. Probably we'll bring that back down a little bit, so ultimately we'll probably be lower than that with the final change order.
Where are the water services going to?
The existing water main 2, I don't know what section of the building in Hillside, but they're going to probably one of their mechanical rooms. So they're both surveying Hillside, not exactly sure where. I know Eric and his staff were out there quite a bit making the repairs, trying to make the repairs themselves. It was about a part of 2 or 3 days of madness out there trying to get things fixed.
I'm just curious if will they be there? Like,
yeah, that I don't know. That'd be a good question for Eric. I am not certain.
So now, is there still going to be two, or is there just now one line going into them?
I don't have that detail. Ken, I can follow up, but I'm not certain how that was all laid out.
It seems like now would be the time to rectify it if it was no need for two services if you have one.
Agreed. I'm just not sure how the internal plumbing is set up out there, but I can check with Eric and we can follow up.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Change order.
I'm okay with it. I think we should move that on to regular agenda, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Discuss more.
Sure.
Moving on, item number 8, PW 2023-6423, Water Main Improvements Contract B, Change Order Number 1.
All right. At the last committee meeting, recommended award for this project, and then that was subsequently approved at the city council meeting. Some of the discussion was that the bids came in a little bit high, so we're recommending removing Colton Street from the work. So this is the formal paperwork that indicates that. So this change order would formally remove this work from this year's contract and will include it in the 2024 design.
Questions?
No.
You okay with consent for this?
Yeah.
Okay, can we move that on to consent?
Okay.
Moving on, PW 2023-65, Beaver Street Pump Station Improvements, Change Order Number 1, Balancing.
All right, so the Beaver Street project was a project that was actually initiated 2 years ago. It took a long time to complete, ran into all sorts of supply chain issues. That really slowed down some of the generator components and pumping components and things. But the project is complete. So therefore, bringing a balancing change order in front of the committee and the city council. And it is an increase in the amount of the contract of slightly over $8,000. And really the main reason for the increase was that Public Works recommended putting a fence around the facility to aid in the security. So that was just something that wasn't contemplated originally with the original contract. But about halfway through the project, that's something that Eric and her staff wanted to add. So therefore, that is the main reason for the addition.
Is the one in front of the fire barn then?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
$8,000 for a fence around?
Well, I think it was $18,000, but through the there was other deductions that brought it down.
It's kind of steep.
Yeah.
Well, I think.
Yeah,
also
I mean, there's a detailed, listing of the change order amount from the contractor. I know Eric reviewed and approved it, and he would have if he had an issue with the fence dollar value, then we wouldn't have done that through the contractor.
This is the one we were talking about earlier with the coating on it, correct?
Yep, it does.
So part of the issue with the expenses, you have to put on like a, because it's so close to electrical, you have to put on a coating to keep it from being charged if it should ever ground out in the ground or anything. The coating keeps the fence from being electrified, basically. So I think that's where a lot of the cost incurred. Am I correct with that?
Yeah.
No, good point. Great point. Yes.
And it sounds like with the delay, too, that factored in some more costs.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what they coat it with anymore. It's like a...
It's a PVC.
Like a plastic kind of rubbery coating. Any other questions? Okay. I think it's something we probably don't want to get discussed since you brought up the cost.
Do you want to discuss regular then?
Okay, moving on. Item number 10, PW 2023-66, South Central EWST Rehabilitation Design Engineering Agreement.
Got a water tower painting scheduled for next year. In order to bid it out in springtime, we need to design the bid package and put it out to bid here this winter. So we have a engineering or design engineering proposal from EEI to do that work. It's in the amount of $34,926. That cost is included within the fiscal year 24 budget, as long as the construction cost for the fiscal year 25 budget next year. So we recommend approval.
Questions, comments? It's pretty self-explanatory. You okay with consent for that?
Yeah, this is a budget item.
Okay, we'll move that on to consent.
Okay.
That completing the new business list. We have nothing for old business, nothing for additional business. Any other comments or questions?
Have there been any inquiries coming in with the recent storms and downed branches, if there's going to be another sweep?
We had a couple calls, not with this most recent one, but the one that was like a month ago, which was like right around when we were doing branch pickups. Right. There were a few people that we went back and picked up some branches, but not too many from the most recent one. Right. So, you know, despite it being a pretty scary situation, I think there for a couple nights in a row with what could have been, I don't think the damage has been that bad.
Most of the stuff came in the previous one, probably.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody have anything else? Okay, with that, I think we can end the meeting.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Thank you. Yep.
And ladies. Oh, you're welcome.